שלום, אנחנו קוראים ב...
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 3, part 8, page 608 in Hebrew, page Taf Reish Chet. We are in item 17. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So again, the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 3, part 8, page 608, or Taf Reish Chet. We are in item 17. This above-mentioned Bechinat Ibur was forced to wait and be delayed for 12 months, as it is written in the Tikkunim, in the corrections, in an article called The Measurement Line. The reason was to correct the entire Atzilut, which are the 12 Bechinot, Atik and Nukva, Arich Anpin and Nukva, and the upper Abba Ve'ima, and Yesut and Zon, Yaakov and Leah. These are 12 complete partsufim. Hence, the reason why this Ibur had to last 12 months.
See here, it's not the times, but it's the states that need to be corrected from above down. In every tchar of Nukva, in every partsuf of the six partsufim of Atzilut. Go on, below.
Item 17, Opnimi, inner light. This above mentioned Bechinat Ibur was forced to wait and be delayed for 12 months. Komat Malchut, the degree of Malchut, which is the most restricted katnut possible, is called Ibur. This comes from the word Evra, impregnation, and dinim, as it is written, but the Lord became pregnant in me for your sake. However, here we should understand that there are three sefirot in thickness in the form of gimel kavim, three lines, called nehi. This is because a lesser measure than that is not called a patsuf, as it is written, and behold a well in the field, and see three flocks of sheep lying there by it, which are Nehi. Even though the degree is but one Sefirah of Malchut, still, because there is the correction of lines here, it contains three Bechinot, right, left, and middle. These three Bechinot in Komat Malchut are called Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Hence, we discern them as standing thickwise, one within the other. This indicates that although there are three Sefirot there, they do not increase the degree of Malchut in any way. Instead, all those three are on a degree of a single Sefirah. The issue of the months of pregnancy refers to renewals of he'arot, renewals of illuminations that the partsuf generates and manifests during the situation of Bechinot Ibur. These are 7 months, or 9 months, or 12 months. Any chidush he'ara, any renewal of illumination, is called month. And here the Ari says that this Ibur consists of 12 months to manifest 12 partsufim.
In other words, we must reveal the 12 partsufim, Atik v'nukva, Rechampi v'nukva, Abba v'im Eilain, Yersut. All are in pairs. The great zone, the small zone, which is Israel and Leah, Yaakov and Rachel. And that is why, because there are 12 partsufim, that's why it's called 12 chodesh, 12 chidushim, 12 innovations of the corrections. And that's what happens with the reshimot that go up for scrutiny. Go on.
The reason was to correct the entire Atzilut, which are the 12 Bechinot. It means that through the ascent of this man to the Metzach, which is Bechinat Bina de Keter, where the 10 Sefirot on the degree of Malchut came out, called Ibur, this Ibur
needs to fully correct the entire Atzilut, all the way. Also, because there are 12 Bechinot, they need 12 months. The reason for that is because all the Bechinot diminished, fell and broke during the breaking of the vessels, the Nikudim, all together rose to man through this Ibur. The Ari said above that they contain all the Partsufim from Olam Atzilut and Bi'ah, all of them. This is because all four Achoraim of the upper Abba Ve'ima and Yesut contained in the three Kavim Kachab rose and regrouped above, as well as the seven Orot Dereshimot that remained of the seven Melachim that fell to Bi'ah. The four Achoraim, posteriority, the Abba Ve'ima and Yesut, contain all the Partsufim Degar that came out in Atzilut. Also, the seven Orot contain the Zon, four Olamot Atzilut and Bi'ah. Thus, all the Olamot contained in the man that rose to the Zivug to Keter, and thus must all be corrected by this Zivug, the Ibur. You already know that there is an opposite value between the Orot and the Kelim. In the Kelim, the Elyonim, the upper ones, grow first, and it is the and in the Orot is to the opposite. The Tachtonim, the lower ones, close first. Hence, the degree of Ibur called Nehi closes Kelim de Kachab. It turns out that by the above mentioned general Zivug, all 12 Partsufim came out from the Bechinat Ibur, one below the other. Kachab de Atik and Nukva first, and afterwards Kachab de Arich and Nukva, after Kachab de Abba Ve'ima, then Kachab de Yesut, then Kachab de Zon.
Each one in Katnut and Gadlut.
And then Kachab de Yaakov and Leah. All of them came out by the single Zivug Elyon, the upper Zivug, though they came one below the other in a gradual order.
Meaning that each one, the lower one, comes out after the upper one, and that's how it is gradually, or over and over. That the katznut of the upper one can emerge only after there is a gadlut of the upper one, and the gadlut of the upper one already has a nehi, an achap, which can already give birth to the lower one. Yes?
Adam 18, the words of the Ari.
Is it clear here or not? Yes, Amit.
In the beginning of Inner Light, item 17, he writes that the degree of Malchut is the most restricted Katnut. This is called Ibur. In the meaning, and the Creator conceived in me for your sake. What does it mean?
That I don't know. The Creator was conceived in me for you. It can be interpreted, but I don't know. I don't remember the interpretation that he gives somewhere else. The Creator is conceived. The Creator means the higher degree. In me, meaning the Reshimot of the lower ones. For you, meaning to bring the new Pratsuf to birth. But again, this is according to what we're studying. This is how he interprets it. What else about that? I don't know. It's also not written here. No interpretation was given by the Rabash about that. So in short, the Rishimot are scrutinized. We have 12 Rishimot because we have six parts of him, which are coupled, Atik, Nukva, Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, Yisrael, Sabat, Vuna, Zon, the great and the small, that each one needs to receive its entrance into that position in order to grow. And each one that grows, grows after its upper partsuf. That's why all this happens according to the order of the degrees. That's why it's called chidush, meaning innovation, chodesh, month, 12 months. You behind Chaim Ratz, be careful. Either you sit properly and study, and don't disturb the others. Yes, you. Whoever doesn't understand, then fine. He doesn't understand, but he's still focused on the intention. He tries to read, tries to hear. Not that he's jumping around and disturbing others. Go on.
Item 18, the words of Dari. This Bechinat Or Metzach is sometimes mentioned in the book of Zohar in that manner, which is when the upper Metzach appeared, etc. The thing is that the profusion of light in that place causes Ha'ara and an illumination to expand and extend below. Rosh De'ak is the place of the Mochin in it, being Havaya De'ab. Their place is inside the Rosh. And the Metzach coats and covers opposite them. That was the place of the Zivug. The lights of Mochin called Ab, with the lights of Ozen Chotem Peh called Sag. Hence, from that place itself, which is the Metzach, standing opposite the Mochin, came this new Orma that was born out of this above Zivug. This Or that came out of the Metzach expanded from there down. And its primary existence stood from Tabur De'ak down until close to its Siyum Raglaim.
Meaning, everything that happens below Tabur is very important, the general Tabur, it's very important for us because it's all called Akudim. There, you need to reach Akud, connection, because that is the matter of the shattering and separation. Everything takes place there. Whatever's above Tabur is just the sublime thought that sets up everything. Besides, whoever doesn't understand has even more of reason to engage in the intention, in the light that reforms, that the light that reform brings him understanding, emotion, connection to what we're studying. And really, that's the most important thing. It is not the wise who studies, but drawing the light. Again,
item 18, the words of Dari. This Bechinat Or Metzach,
light of Metzach, is Aleph Shoresh.
Is sometimes mentioned in the book of Zohar in that manner, which is when the upper Metzach appeared, etc. The thing is that the profusion of light in that place causes Ha'ara, an illumination, to expand and extend below.
Profusion of light, meaning first the Zivug of Rashima of Katnut and then the Zivug of Rashima of Gadlut. That's called this profusion.
The profusion of light in that place causes Ha'ara to expand and extend below. Rosh De'ak is the place of the Mochin in it, being Havaya De'ab. Their place is inside the Rosh, in the Panim, and the Metzach coats and covers opposite them. That was the place of the Zivug. That was the place of the Zivug of the Orot of Mochin, called Ab, with Orot de Ozen Chotem Peh, called Sag.
That's what he said, this profusion, this multiplicity of the lights. That through Dalet Gimel they expand below. That's what he's telling us now.
This is what this place itself, which is the Moch, aimed towards the Mochin, from there emerged the new light Ma, born from this above Zivug. Therefore, this light which emerged from Metzach expands from there downward, and its primary existence stood from Tabur De'ak down until close to its Siyum Raglaim.
Dove.
Okay, let's go down below. What about there is none else besides him while we're reading it? You can connect that. You can connect the fact that we're asking for revelation, otherwise we feel no connection with these actions. That we're asking for a connection between us. All of this must be here. These books are the most beneficial to drawing the light of correction. So, I'm not really concerned with understanding this, but drawing the light that reforms, I am. So this is what I remember. I asked Rabash how to study, that I have all these thoughts about my state and everything, about your spiritual state. First think about that. Then you'll have other thoughts. But first, think about your spiritual state. Meaning to understand what it says here, that's fine. You still won't understand because you don't attain it. But there is a light here, it can influence. So try and make it influence you in the right direction. So don't miss out on this opportunity. Go ahead.
Item 18, Inner Light, opening me. The profusion of light in that place causes Heara, an illumination, to expand and extend below. We have learned that all four Achoraim, posterior, the Abba V'ima and Yesut, and all seven Orot of the seven Melachim, all rose to man to the Metzach. It has also been explained that first there was a zivug on the Masach only on the degree of Malchut, called Ibur. That corrected only a very small portion of the general man that rose there, only the Bechinot Nehi in each Partsuf from the Partsufim of Atzilut.
Meaning it only has the aviut, the coarseness of shoresh, of root.
Accordingly, most of the man remained there without any correction. Also, all these 4 degrees, rosh and guf, contained in the achoraim, in the posterior of the upper abba ve'ima, and the 4 orot dachgat. The 4 degrees, rosh and guf, contained in the achoraim, the yesut, and the 4 orot nehim, all these remain there without correction. Tikkun.
Because the zivug is made only upon the smallest reshimo. Right? The upper half of the degree of shoresh. So of course that it can't be joined here or no other corrections can be taken. And that's what we start from. Go on.
It is written, the profusion of light in that place causes Heara, an illumination, to expand and extend below. It is so because thus they became man to the upper Absag. It is, as he wrote, that by this zivug from the Heara of Ab, the Lower He descends from the place of Metzach to the place of the Pe. Then the zivug is made on the Lower He in that place of Pe, and the degree of Keter Dema extends on it. This is the Bechinat Zachar, male, the Atik, meaning the first degree of the Neuma. This or that came out of the Metzach expanded from there down. This is because this new or that came out of the Zivug, the Absag, expanded and came to Rosh Ha'alef, the first Rosh de Nikudim, standing from Tabur de Ak upward, and from it to Rosh de Atik, standing in the place of Gar de Nikudim. Also, Rosh de Atik came out from the place of Ped de Nikudim upward to Tabur De'ak, and 10 Sefirot De'guf from Pe De'Nikudim downward to the Siyum Atzilut.
This is how the Parsuf of Atik stands, meaning instead of Rosh of Nikudim, it's Rosh, and instead of the Guf of Nikudim is his Guf.
We must thoroughly understand the difference between here and the previous Partsufim. In all the previous Partsufim, the ascent of the Masach was after the completion of its Hizdakhut, purification, to the Rosh of its upper Partsuf, meaning its Shoresh, its root. Here the Masach rose to the Ali Elyon, the upper's upper, since the Elyon, the upper of the new Ma, is Partsuf Nikudim. It had to rise to the Pe of Garden Nikudim and not to Absag, which are the upper Partsuf the Nikudim. However, this thing was already explained by the Ari, where he says that the reason is that Garden Nikudim themselves are not corrected,
because they caused the shattering. So there can't be a Masach that rises to them after the shattering to get some kind of guidance what to do next.
Hence, the Bechinat of raising man there was to Absag. Garden Nikudim did not break, nor were they even touched by the cancellation of the Achoraim, since they are only Bechinot of additions to what they received through the illumination of Nehi De'ach. However, their own Bechina, meaning everything that came out at the beginning of their creation, was not cancelled from them even a bit. Yet, since the Masach rose to them with all the Reshimot in it, their ascent caused the manifestation of the absence in them. This is because the whole issue of the correction of Garden Nikudim was by the Achor Beachor, back to back, meaning the small illumination that they received from the light of the Ozen.
Because the Nikudim themselves are the Pratsuf of Zerampin. Right? Bet Itlapshut Aleph of Aviyut. So, where does he have the chance to bestow from? From getting a slight illumination from Bina, which is above Zeranpin, Bet of Itlapshut. That is why he was able to make this Zivug. And if not for this diversion from above, then he would bring the correction, the end of correction. Because through the illumination of the Choraim Divina,
they are not blemished at all from the Lower Hay in the Naim, which is in Keter the Nikudim above them, preventing the illumination of Chochmah from them. Without it, they would not receive Chochmah too, because of the illumination of Bina in them, which has no wish for Chochmah, but for Chasadim, for she delights in mercy.
Meaning the world of Nikudim in Katnut truly was in the Pchina Bet of Chasadim, and that's why it could continue the Gadlut, the adulthood, without any thought that it will be received in him in order to receive. Therefore
the Masach and the Reshimot rose to them, as all these Reshimot are Bechinot Zon that require illumination of Chochmah. They had already had illumination of Chochmah, for even the four Achoraim, posterior, the Abba Ve'ima and Yesut, are also Reshimot from the degrees that emerged on the man of Yesod De'ak, called Vav and Nekuda, which are Bechinot Zon.
Not forgetting about the intention, right? The light that reforms. I demand it constantly. Yes.
Then, Ima de Nikudim had to stop her Bechinat Achoraim and could not do so because of the Lor Hei above her. For that reason, the deficit appeared because of the Tzimtzum Chochmah, by the force of the Lord Hay above her. Because the deficit appeared, they too had to rise to man, to their Elyon, to their upper one, to receive a correction. Thus, Gad and Ikudim were forced to rise with the Masach and the Reshimot to their Rosh of their upper one, which is Rosh the Sag de Ak.
In other words, it's not enough that they had a Rosh of Nikudim that didn't shatter, but they raised themselves to Rosh of Sag after the shattering.
Then all of them became Bechinat Man to Rosh the Sag. In the beginning, the Masach was incorporated in the Zivug, the Rosh the Sag itself. By that, it did not become more Av, more coarsed from the Bechinat Aviut in Keter the Masach.
Aviut of Shoresh.
Because the last Bechina it had as a Masach in Parzuf Nikudim is Bechina Aleph. And it is known that the last Bechina is always lost by the past Hizdakhut, by the past purification. It turns out that the Masach cannot become more Av, coarser now, but only in Bechinat Shoresh, which is Bechinat Aviut de Keter. It is therefore considered that the Masach de Rosh Sag rose for that Zivug to its Bechinat Metzach, meaning Galgalta, which is Keter de Rosh. The Metzach is a part of Galgalta, but it is Bechinat Bina, the upper light coupled with the Masach, and 10 Sefirot came out on it on the degree of Malchut. This is so because even the Lower Hay is also incorporated in this Masach, yet, because she stands at Keter, only Aviut, only coarseness, the Keter, can manifest in her, producing only the degree of Malchut. You already know that this Zivug is called Bechinat Ibur, and has three lines called Nehi.
Questions? Yes. Actually, there's nothing complicated here. Look. Everyone remembers what this is? Go on, shout out.
Galgalta.
What's this? Can't hear. This is how you want to study Tas. Then, Sag. The Reshimot of Galgalta, Dalet Dalet, 4x4. Ab released to Reshimo of 4x3. Sag released to Reshimo, 3x2. The points of Sag, what's special about them? 2x2. What's special about them? They have only chasadim, no chokhmah. That's why they can expand below Tabur with the light of chasadim and bestow chasadim upon Nehi of Ak. Or it's called Malchut. Or Pchina Daled. Here it's Tabur. So they bestow chasadim. From bestowing chasadim, what happens in the Nehi of Ak? An awakening to receive, right? This awakening, they give it to where they got the light from Dalet. From the awakening to receive, what goes on in Sag? The Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. Good. Till what place?
Parsa.
Till the Parsa. What's Parsa? It's just what? It's just wherever I feel.
Tiferet.
What exactly is Tiferet, if you're so smart? Bina de Guf, I know. What exactly in Tiferet? The third above, or two-thirds below, or the opposite? Two-thirds above and two-thirds below, yes. This is the Tiferet. And then there's Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, right? And above Tiferet, what do we have here? Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura. Now, this Partsuf that we got the fourth Prina, it restricted. This Tzimtzum, what is it called? Tzimtzum Bet. All of this takes place along the way. And then this Partsuf rises where? Where does it rise to? Nikve Enayim de Rosh Desag. Nikve Enayim, right? Why Nikve Enayim de Rosh Desag? According to the Rishimo. What Rishimo do you have here? Bet Aleph, 2x1 of the Tzimtzum Bet. What does it mean, 2x1? Bet Aleph, this is already a Partsuf of Zeranpin, right? Because Aleph is Zeranpin. And the second restriction means it can only be used in Galgalta Einayim. Because here it's restricted. This below is the second restriction, the Tzimtzum Bet. So here is the Tzimtzum Bet. You are not permitted to use this area. So will to receive without a screen, without a masach, only a tzimtzum. So what happens next? What comes out of this zivug? Zivug, daka, an expansion below to the place where it was, where it came from. Until where? Until the parsa. Why? Because it's a restricted zivug until Tzimtzum Bet. And what do we have here? As usual, Keter Chochma Bina Zeranpin Malchut. They're only called Keter instead of Chochma and Bina. They're called Abba Ve'ima and Zon. That's the Partsuf, and it's all in Katnut, in a state of infinity. Okay. Until here, are there any questions or not? At least mechanically you need to know this. The understanding will gradually come upon it. Besides this, what other Rishimo is there? Dalet Gimel. Where does the Dalet Gimel come from? From Nehi of Ak. So upon this Rishimo Dalet Gimel, we have the Zivug. This is the whole ten sefirot, right? And then, from this zivug, comes to us the expansion until the end. And if here we had katnut in the world of Nikudim, in katnut, in the world of Nikudim of Gadlut, it's the same Keter and Abba and Ima. And Zon. That they expand below. Right? Here is the Peh. Keter and Abba and Ima are called Rosh. And from Peh below is called Guf. Clear? Is that clear? Everyone's silent. I don't know. From the Holy Spirit, I see no one understands the thing. Yes, Chaim.
If the zivug on Bet Aleph 2x1 was in Nikve Enayim de Rosh Desag, because of the Oviyot, because of Cornus Bet Aleph 2x1, then zivug on Dalet Gimel on Gadlut 4x3 was in Pe de Rosh Desag.
Yes?
Because of the equivalence of form, because it's the same of Yutz, the same coarseness?
Yes. It's a combination of the vessels of reception. More, what did you want?
I don't understand where Rosh the Nikudim is. Is it above the Tabur?
No, there is Rosh of Nikudim. I don't really want to learn things that are additions which are unnecessary. Above Tabur, there is another Rosh of Nikudim, which is that comes before, it's called Yesut. I'll explain it if you already ask. Who makes the Zivug?
Sag.
Sag. When Sag does the Zivug, it does the Zivug upon Zeranpin. To give birth to the Partsuf of Zeranpin. And Sag does a Zivug in what way? Not in Gar of Sag, but in Zat of Sag. Where the Rechem is, the womb, the place of birth, the place of pregnancy. Zat of Bina. That's where the vessels of reception are. That's why getting Sag ready in order to extract from himself, which is entirely bestowal, to extract of himself a partsuf of reception as their anpin, this requires a special kind of organization. Just like a womb in a woman. It's a special place. Why is it a special place? In every form of creation it is, because it's the partsuf of the lower one. It's opposite in its nature. It includes completely new qualities, could be. That is why the upper one needs to turn himself, needs to adapt itself to an extent to the lower one, which is not him, but it's a transition partsuf for the lower one. Say, in the embryo, he has all of the qualities of his father. But the gufa of Abba is completely different of the gufa of Ima. And how can the guf of Ima develop the embryo, which is Zachar, a male? It's a question. It's an interesting question. How can this be? Because she stabilizes in her a system that is dedicated to that only. We don't yet know, but if we would learn all of this medicine correctly, then it would be revealed. There's a difference how a mother behaves with respect to a male that's in her womb or to a female that's in her womb. So from Sag, which from the world of Nikudim of Zeranpin, there is a transition called Yishut, Zat of Bina. And Zat of Bina stands here in this transition. She stands here in this place of transition. There are laws, many things, many. Now, for the process, it's not related really, but it's good to know that it's not really simple. Then in Atzilut, we'll learn this specifically, because there, it's very important, the Achoraim, the posterior of Abba and Imma, which are active in Zon. That's it. Yes, Chaim.
In the Aviut of Ab, there's Dalet Gimel, 4x3. How come after that we have Dalet Gimel again? I thought we've been through it again already.
No, the 4x3 that there is in Ab isn't the 4x3 that there is in Ak. In Nahi of Ak, over here, we have Dalet. This great will to receive. And the will to receive isn't purified, but we're talking about the Reshimot, that there was light here. Now listen, these things, we don't usually talk about it. If above we had light, that is called what? Inner light or Te'amim. What did we have below? What do we have in the vessels that don't want to receive anything? We have chasadim that don't want to receive anything. That's why there is this proximity between the chasadim in Nehi of Ak and the chasadim that are in Sag. They're similar. Although in Sag they actively don't want to receive, in Ak they only restrict themselves and that's it. But there is chasadim here. That's why when the partsuf, when this partsuf is going to be purified from above, and it comes from Tabor de'ak to Peh de'rosh de'ak, it is purified and disappears. The inner light from Galgalta, so then the light of Chassadim too from Nehi of Galgalta. Why? Because there is nothing to overcome, there is nothing to reject. When I reject the light of Chochmah, I have from that the light of Chassadim. But when I don't have the light of Chochmah, when I have nothing to reject, then I don't have the light of Chassadim. And then we have the Reshimot Dalet Gimel, just as the Reshimot below are called Dalet Gimel. But below these Reshimot Dalet Gimel, you can see this, yes? Below the Reshimot Dalet Gimel, they're very special. They are the Reshimot of Chassadim. They're the Reshimot from working on this rejection. However, above the Reshimot of Dalet Gimel are Reshimot of wanting to receive in order to bestow. These are two separate paths of the Partsuf that behave that way. That's it. Now, these Reshimot Dalet Gimel that influence these points of Sag, they restrict it, and then these Reshimot Dalet Gimel, they cause the shattering of the vessels and all of the corrections of Atzilut. All of the corrections of Atzilut. Okay, meanwhile, this is how it is. Now, what happens next, and this is most the main thing for us now. So, what's happening here? After we had the shattering here, this is clear, right? Where I am. After the shatterings, the Reshimot rose as usual. As here, the Reshimot rose after Tzimtzum, and they became the Katnut and Gadlut of the world of Nikudim. Even if we ask here for Nikudim, this is Katnut and this is Gadlut, sure. Then the Reshimot rise. Where did they rise to? Well, Metzach of Rosh of Sag. This is Nikve Naim, this is Peh. And here is Metzach. And in the Metzach of Rosh of Sag, we have a Zivug of Haka'ah upon the Reshimot. Aleph, Shoresh, Tzimtzum Bet. And from this Reshimo, the Partsuf expands. Now, you can say, here we do have Yesut, we don't have Yesut, just like this green over here. We do have it, we don't have it. We don't speak about this. We'll leave this. But yes, everything is here. And the Partsuf expands, and in this Partsuf, we will read a lot about it. It's Atik. This is Atik. Or Atik Yomin. And there's a lot of talk about it. There is the thing that it's related to Akudim, that it's entirely related to above Tabor, and that's not the second restriction but the first restriction. We'll still talk a lot about it. But without all of this, meanwhile, without these additions, then Atik and Nukva, meaning from the right it's the male, from the left it's the female. Then it's Arich Anpin and Nukva. Abba ve'ima with their Nukvaot. Yeshut with their Nukvaot. And Zon with their Nukvaot. So we have the large Zon and the small Zon. What do you want to say? Nothing. Okay. All in all, we have six partsufim. We have six partsufim.
times 2, that's 12. This is called the 12 months, 12 innovations. So this is what it speaks about. This is how the world of Atzilut emerges. And upon it, and only about this it talks about, because everything there was before that, everything that there was before, that we spoke about before, everything that's over here isn't even related to us. This isn't related to us. We are Atzilut. And then Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. That's it. And all of the rest isn't important. Atzilut is the most important part. That's why I ask of you. In the study of this part, we can clear up all of the previous parts that relate to this, and also all the next parts that we learn. Still, we'll do it, but in a very restricted manner. Then we have Ibur of Zeranpin, Gadlut of Zeranpin, the Zivugim of the Sfirot, all these things, Reisha V'Dikna of Arichanpin, the 13 corrections. We can learn all of this in a very short, in a short manner that will give us the understanding of where we are. It'll help us to better understand the articles related to the inner work as well. Yes.
But it also emerges in two stages, like in Atzilut, like in Nikudim, like there's Aleph, Shorosh, Tzimtzum, Bet, and then Dalet, Gimel, the permanent.
Yes, of course. More? Don't be shy. And again I'll say, I started learning this in 1982, but I knew only one thing. I need to sit down to write it, to write down, like a parrot. I didn't know what, but he was speaking and I was writing. And that's it. And to continue it and to continue and to continue. So there is no choice. That's how you do. That's the remedy of the study. And let's continue.
We're on page 611, page Taf Reishud Aleph, Inner Light. It starts with, however. However, this is still not all of it. In this Zivug, the Reshimot are not corrected in the Masach, only the smaller part in them. Thus, there was still great pressure there due to the abundance of light of all the Reshimot that needed correction.
This is after the shattering, when the Reshimot rose up to Nikve Enaim of the Metzach of Rosh of Sag.
It is known that the Reshimot, the Zon, have a great connection with Bechinat Bina, being Sag, to receive Bechinat illumination of Chochmah from her through the connection of Bina and Zon, the Or Yashar, direct light. Hence, he rose a second time to Man, to Sag the Ak. Then, Or Sag returned the Panim to the Mochin in it, meaning Bechinat Chagat the Ab, clothed in its Rosh, in Bechinot Mochin and Neshama. The Absag are found to be mating, and the new light that comes out of this Zivug lowers the Lor Hei that rose to Metzach here, when reaching Sag. This is because Orot De'ab are always complete, and there is no breaking in them, for which it lowered the Lor Hei to the place of the Pe, meaning in the place of the Zivug operating in Ab itself. Because the Hei Tata'a, because the Lor Hei came to its place in the Pe, the Masach received Bechinat Dalet, the Hitlapshut from her, and Bechinat Gimel, the Aviut in her. In that state, the Or Elyon, the upper light that mated with the Masach, generated 10 Sefirot in the degree of Keter. This degree emerged on the Masach and Reshimot that now contained in Rosh the Sag itself. From there, the Masach descended to the place of Tabur the Ak, meaning to the Tachton, the lower the Sag. And the same ten Sefirot came out in the degree of Keter, which is Bechinat Rosh Aleph, the first Rosh, the Nikudim. The Masach descended from there to the place of Pe the Nikudim, and there too, ten Sefirot emerged on the degree of Keter. These ten Sefirot are Bechinat Rosh De'atik, Tchura, male. From Pe the Nikudim down, ten Sefirot the Guf expanded from above downward, which are called Zat De'atik. In fact, the Masach should have come down to the place of Chazed the Nikudim, for there it is its true root. This is because this Masach was from the Bechina of Guf the Nikudim, meaning from the expansion of the seven Melachim. However, God the Nikudim needed it, for they received the degree of Keter from it, and hence hold it in their place. Moreover, it is considered their Bechinat Zachar, male. It is true to say that Atik closes the Guf, the Rosh, and Aleph, the Nikudim. This is because Atik is Rosh Aleph, the Atzilut. We can also answer that even though Gar, the Nikudim, actually stand below Tabur, the Ak, because of Bechinat Dalet that mix in them, yet, in fact, they close from Pe, the Rosh Asag, and downward, and the Atzilut below Tabur, the Sag. Meaning, because it gives them gar, which they do not have when they are first created.
Okay, here there is a lot of it in parentheses where it says Nun Bet. You see this? You see the parentheses? Nun Bet, meaning written on the side, Nichtav Batzad, from the handwriting of the author, and so on. So, what actually is the thing here? What happens with the Rosh of Nikodim? It didn't shatter. It didn't, on the one hand. On the other hand, it needs correction. So, Atik that clothes on Rosh of Nikodim gives him the correction. We'll still learn that. Gar of Nikudim do not need to be corrected, but only to fulfill, to give them Gadlut. And Atik does this. Okay, so let's say that somehow we went through this. Let's read 19 above, and we'll continue after that next time.
19 above the words of the Ari. When the correction of the eighth Melech Hadar, he first sorted out the Nitzotzot and the Kelim from among them too.
Hadar is the word of Atilut, to those who don't know.
Everything he sorted from them was but the female parts in all the parts of him. It is so because in the beginning it started to sort out the purest among them through the Ibur Elyon. From that, Nukva, the female of Atik, was made. After the O of the 288 Nitzotzim sparked, mixed with the O of Nekudat Keter that remained in Atzilut. Also the Kelim of the Melachim mixed with the new Kelim of the new Ma. Nukva, female the Atik, and Atik were made of all of that. And it follows similarly in all of them.
Nukva the Atik, and then the Zachar of Atik. So we need to understand that there was a shattering. After the shattering, everything was broken. Everything was broken. How was the scrutiny made? First, the vessels which were great, important, and they shattered. Or was it first the lower, the lesser, smaller vessels, and they too shattered, but less than the vessels that were great, right? He who is greater, then he falls lower. So the fact that he says here, the one that is praised, praised with respect to what? With the current state, after the shattering. So these little kelim that don't really have the intensity, they are first revealed, sorry, first scrutinized, and the larger ones later and later and later, etc. That is why we belong to the large vessels. What is it called? Nehi. You remember? Chabad, Chagat, Nehi. 2000, 2000, 2000. Meaning we specifically belong to the very large vessels. But for now, for the corrections, we are the last. Why? Because the correction of the kelim, of the pure ones, the pure kelim, it helps correct us. That is why all of the holy fathers, all of the great Kabbalists, all of those who deal with this throughout the generations, they're from pure vessels from us, and they paved the path so that through them, thanks to them, we can also start correcting as a system of Chabad Chagat, because by them it was stabilized, and we can join them in the system of Nehi. Yes.
What we correct in the shattering, this is the shattering of Nikudim or of Partsuf Adam HaRishon?
We correct the Partsuf of Adam HaRishon. However, the shattering in the Neshamot and the shattering in the world is the same thing. Only in the shattering of the world, it's not really detailed as it is in the world. In the world, we have the possibility to interpret, to know what's going on, as then in the souls. The system is wider, it's greater. How should I put it? I have no words. We will delve a little deeper into it, into the soul, but I'll find words. Now I can't. Really, it's a wonder. It's like you don't know a language. When you're standing with someone and you can't say a word, it's like nothing to say. So, we can see from all these books about the souls, about the worlds of Bia, in details. It's very difficult. The last part of the world of the Sefirot is the world of Bia. Adam HaRishon, nothing. World of Bia, of Bia Dituma, nothing. Maybe a little bit for the Ari with the Tree of Life. Why? Because they wanted to give us the foundations. And all the rest, a person needs to attain from his attainment, otherwise he'll be confused. That is why those very same elements, those primary elements that we learn about, that is really, it gives us the opportunity. We learn Iburi Nikamochin, Ten Sfirot, Rosh Tochsof, Chabad Chagat Nei, Gimel Kavim. All these things, meaning what he explains in the introductions to the Book of Zohar. But beyond that, what can you explain to a student? He won't be able to correctly describe this. And from the correction of the world of Nikudim, it's a lot easier. It's a lot... It opens up in such a way that you can understand more. Okay. Moving on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
אתה מקשיב את הפאזל כבר מרכיב והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב יוצא למסע לא מתעכב קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית אם אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים בך זורמים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית